This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep, cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first, an eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask our beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. see your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing for the purpose of centering yourself and being able to let go of your physical body more easily. Just focus now on your breathing, letting go. As you take a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, and exhale out through your lips. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the chakra centers in your body or in your etheric body. And as you focus on those chakra centers, those wheels of force, focus on the alignment of those chakras and see perfect alignment up your spinal cord, from just below your feet all the way up through to the top of your head or above your head. See the perfect alignment there. And if they are somewhat out of alignment, which can be, just simply with your intention, with your visualization, just bring them back into alignment. And then be aware of the specific colors of those vibrations with your visualization skills again. Just imagine in what those colors are. And know that as you are visualizing those colors, that is what they are really appearing to be. So if you see a different color, perhaps, than what you have read or heard about before, that is okay. It is whatever it is for you. But it is not the colors that really matter. It's the vibration that those colors create. The resonance, which is even more important, the resonance within each of the chakra centers, and how the resonance and the high vibration in those chakra centers within your etheric body connects to the physical glands in your body as well. And then those physical glands are connected to all of the cellular structure in your body as well. So as you feel the resonance, the high vibration which creates the resonance within your body, you are creating that resonance throughout your body and into your cellular structure. And your cells are responding to that resonance in whatever way they need to respond. So know that whenever healing takes effect, it is because of this resonance. Whether it happens through medical science or through spiritual healing, it is all about resonance. That is what you need to come to understand as healing in this realm begins to more and more move forward into higher levels of spiritual technology connected with the medical science as well. That is what the new healing is going to be about. And it is, again, all about resonance. So feel that resonance now within your etheric body, within your astral body, and within your physical body now, as you move up the chakras from the lower chakra or the chakra just below your feet, that one connected to Gaia, to Earth, and see that color. Visualize that color as a deep earth brown color. In this earth star chakra, just below your feet. And then move up now to the root chakra. See that as a bright, bright ruby red color. Then to the sacral area, orange. To the solar plexus area, yellow. Bright yellow sun, to the heart center, the midpoint between the lower chakras and the upper chakras, deep blue-green, a high heart center, magenta, chakra in your throat area, sky blue, the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, for now, the soul star chakra just above your head. Pure, brilliant white. And as you focus on all of those chakra centers, and the respective vibrational frequency within those chakras, and how, just in your doing this now, in this short period of time, you have already raised the vibration within your etheric body, which has also raised the vibration within your astral and your physical body as well. So it is all about vibration and consciousness, and the resonance that that vibration creates within your body. So now bring all of those chakras together now. Form them all together as one into the soul star chakra. Simply with your visualization, just bring them all together as one. And see that now as your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. Visualize that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And in that three-dimensional six-pointed star, your Merkaba, you now, as your conscious knowing self, move into that, as if you were moving into a small scout ship. Your own private, personal ship. Let yourself begin to rise up now. And as you rise up, feel the vibration all around you. As you move up, moving past or beyond your physical form, leaving your physical body behind, just rise up higher and higher through the clouds, up into the sky, until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And then, as we do each time, become aware of all of the ships that are out here, the many millions of ships that are either docked or are in motion, as well as the planets of the solar system, the sun of this solar system. Specifically, connect now to the sun of this solar system. feel the connection to the great sun of this system, that great being that ensouls the sun, the logos of the sun. Feel your connection to him. And feel also the connection to the earth, to Gaia herself. That the sun and the earth are connected as one. And as you look down now at the earth, you see the earth as she appears to be at this time now, still within the three-dimensional realm, still in that three-dimensional vibration. But notice how that third-dimensional vibration, that frequency, has risen greatly and has even risen into the fourth dimension. So no longer is there a predominant third-dimensional vibration. Yes, it is still there for those that need to have that vibration, that resonate to that vibration, that are attracted to that vibration. But to all of those that have moved beyond it, all of you included, certainly, you are now in the higher fourth dimension, and even teetering on the fifth dimension at times, teetering between the fifth dimension and beyond that even at times, and to the lower dimension as well. And it's all about frequency and vibration and attraction process and the vibration that you are attracted to in the moment. That is why we always say, be in the moment and be attracted to that higher vibration in the moment. So now as you are looking down at the earth, looking down at Gaia, see it transformed. See the vibrational frequency now transformed on the planet, throughout the planet. Moving from a third dimensional vibrational frequency to a fourth and to a fifth dimensional frequency. And notice the change as it happens. It all responds to your visualization. How you feel you need to create this. It is all about your creation. You as an individual, and you as a collective you, creating this new higher vibrational frequency earth. And how those with higher vibration are attracted to the higher vibrational frequencies of the new golden age of earth, of Gaia. So now see the earth, see Gaia, as she really is in this higher dimension. Notice you can look back and forth between the lower vibrational frequency Earth and the higher vibrational frequency Gaia. And see the changeover as it happens, as if you had what you call a time-lapse photography, and how it moves. How you can move it from the lower vibration to the higher, and then back to the lower if you want. But notice as you move to the higher vibrational frequency, how things change, how colors change, how life itself changes, how consciousness changes, both in the people of this higher vibration, the animals and the plants, and even the rocks and stones themselves. Everything is vibration and consciousness. So see everything now, as you are looking at this scene, as higher consciousness, higher vibration. Now it is all about love. Love spreading everywhere. And notice there is no more fear, no more programming. No more hatred within that programming. No more sadness even. For when you lose someone in the death process, it is not as you have come to learn within the programming in the third dimensional expression. It is a celebration of the life that that one had and will continue to have as they move along on their journey. Just as you will one day move along on your journey. That day is not today. That day is not now. For you, each one, have a mission to perform. And it is all about that now for all of you. As you move along in that mission. And that mission is exactly as we are doing in this experience. That mission is to create the new golden age, the new higher vibrational frequency Earth. That is your mission as an individual and as a collective. So notice, as you are looking again at this higher vision, there is no more sorrow, no more hatred, no more fear. There is only love and oneness and peace and calmness and joy. That is the new creation. So create, my friends, create as you have never created before. Create the new you and the new earth as heaven and earth are indeed changing right now in this moment. New heaven and the new earth. Now, if you would allow yourselves to find your way back to your physical form, just come back in gently with your etheric body and your astral body. Back in, bringing your Merkaba light vehicle. Merging back into your physical form, your light body now within your physical body. Know that you are your light body. You are not the physical body. Physical body is but an instrument, an avatar for you to use in this lifetime. But soon, very soon, you will be moving more and more into that light body as your physical body shall indeed change and is changing in this moment now. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come to be with you at this time, in these very perplexing times that you are in at this point. How so many of you over the many thousands of years, many thousands of lifetimes you have had, you have succumbed to the programming just like everyone else has. But deep down within each and every one of you, you have a knowing. You have a spirit that needs to break free. And that is what is happening now. You are breaking free. Your spirit, your soul is breaking free now. Breaking free of the ties and the binds that have held you down for so many lifetimes. But no longer. Because the old programming is fading away more and more. The old memories that hold that programming is fading away more and more and is releasing you to go about your Father's mission, your higher self's mission, what you came here to do all along. For this is that linchpin lifetime that you have been working toward. From the time that you first moved into this evolutionary system here on this planet, you have been working toward this moment when indeed the movie that you have been watching is coming to an end. You are coming to the great culmination where everything moves to that crescendo. And you will at some point realize that this is that dark night of the soul. Not just as an individual, though, but as a collective. You are moving into that time of the great changeover. Will it require the solar flash? That has not yet been determined. Because things are happening so fast now here on this planet. The light is moving so fast to overcome the shadows that have been here for thousands of years. And the darkness is receding everywhere. But it is still only for those of you that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, that are open to the freedom that each and every one of you is entitled to. Each and every one of you, the entire population of this planet, is entitled to that. Entitled to the sovereignty within them. And that is what you are all moving toward now. Yes, there will be that dark night of the soul. But how dark it will be for each one of you within, and how you will move through that when it does occur, will be up to you. Will you hold on to that programming in those moments and feel the fear that the general populace may indeed feel? Or will you realize that you are free of it all, that you have let go of the programming, that you do not have to have any fear whatsoever, because you know deep down within you, this is what you came here for. This is that time that you have all long awaited. And what indeed you knew from the time that you volunteered to move into this evolution, you knew at some point you would reach the end and be able to move on to the next part of your journey. And that time approaches. It only takes a bit more of the darkness to continue to recede and the light to continue to shine forth everywhere. And that is what you are seeing as the light is moving in. The light is winning. The light forces are winning. The light forces are in control here on this planet now. As the forces from above, those of the galactics, the forces from below, those of the Agarthans, are coming down and up. Light is meeting light and compressing the dark in between. That is the great compression, the great breakthrough. Compression, breakthrough. That is what is happening now. And those of the forces of darkness realize that they have reached their end. But they are not going out without be kicking and screaming first. For they have been given the opportunity. All have been given the opportunity to turn to the light. And as you know, if they do not turn to the light, they shall be consumed by the light. So this indeed is and are those end times that I, as Yeshua, spoke of those many thousands of years ago, 2,000 years ago, when I said, wars and rumors of wars. You are seeing mostly now the rumors of wars, as so much that is happening is not as it appears to be. And you must all know that and realize that. As again, the movie continues to play out in front of you. And simply watch the movie as it plays out. And playing out, indeed, it is doing now. Trust. Trust in yourselves. Trust in each other. Trust in the collective coming together. And trust in the great universal plan that is in the works. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to shine your light forth in every direction that you can and to everyone that you come in contact with. Be those way showers. Be the John the Baptist, paving the way for the second coming of the Christ consciousness to come within each and every one of you.
Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma Om. Greetings to one who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and there is no way we are going to attempt to follow that. So we will move on here with your questions if you have them, and please mute your phones if you will here, for there is some interference. Very good. We can move on now if you have questions here.
I have a question.
Someone needs to mute their phone. Yes, your question?
Yes, I was wondering if you could clear up for me and for others who need the same answer. Yeshua's higher self is Sananda, and Sananda's lower self is Yeshua. And yet we can talk to both of them and ask them questions. And it's a little confusing, but I was under the impression that ascension is the bringing together of all our other selves and merging them into our higher self. So I was wondering if you could clear all that up a little bit for us.
That is certainly correct, but also know that ascension happens for the individual as well, the personality. So as Yeshua moved through his lifetime, as you say, we do not like this terminology, but we will use it, the lower self of the higher self of Sananda,
then this one has moved, had moved through that ascension process, ascended, and was now one with Sananda and even the higher selves of Sananda as well, all the way up to the monad of the entire personality, which was all of them together, you see. But there is not the loss of the individuality within that collective, you see. The collective of the soul, but the individual, that personality, continues to move on and is utilized whenever he or she is needed, you see. Shoshana, yeah. Do you have something you add here?
We can add here. This is a complex question.
Yes, very complex.
May we just give our perspective here, dear brother?
All right. Yes, please do.
Dear brother, we can use an analogy here. When someone makes, for example, a pudding, there is milk, there is eggs, there is other things, flavorings that go into the pudding to make the pudding, and then you have that dish. Yet, all the ingredients are still present in the dish. You can still know that we started with several ingredients to make one thing, yet the ingredients are necessary to make one thing. That is how the merging takes place. The ingredients are all still separate, yet they are making one thing. This is a difficult concept, but I believe that one who serves has given the answer, but there still is present all the individual parts of the one, and they are still distinct. We hope that helps. Namaste.
Yes, one is in the all, and the all is in the one.
Yes. Thank you. Good. Thank you.
Wonderful analogy, Shoshana. Thank you. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Yesterday, I think there was a new moon or a half moon that came in. but yesterday the energy felt a little off, I don't know, it was just different. But this morning, just before I woke, I felt like, just as I was waking up, I felt like I received a download. That's the only way I can understand it. And at the same time, in my mind's eye, I saw a rectangular paragraph with very small letters that I couldn't read, but it's like all that happened sort of simultaneously, and then I was awake. So could you sort of explain that for me, please?
What is it that you would like to have explained here? What is your exact question?
Okay, the experience, like there was, I felt a download of like information coming in with me as I woke up from the dream state. And what was very different than other experiences was that I also saw, right, even though I wasn't totally awake, I saw it was like a rectangular paragraph, a sentence, you know, multiple sentences shaped in a rectangular paragraph. Like, I felt like that was a message that I didn't quite get or understand. So that's
what
my question.
We will hesitate to explain this to you rather than for you to understand it for within yourself and what the imagery means to you. So it is
right.
More important for you to go with the flow within yourself as you are remembering the dream. This goes for all that have questions about their dream state and what it means for them in that moment that they are realizing that indeed it was a dream. And how important that dream may have been to their continued journey here at this time, you see? So we would ask you, what did it mean to you?
We will share here.
Yes, please do that. Sure.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes, certainly.
Dear sister, the idea of information flowing to one, like you are giving, that there is a rectangular object, a rectangular shape that contains information that you could not read. Is this correct?
Right.
But what we do as our, what we attempt to do as third dimensional consciousness is believe that information must be viewed as read by the eyes, that the information would only be understood if we could read it. That is a third dimensional consciousness construct, and it is not necessarily true of the vibration of different dimensions. So you have been given information that has been absorbed vibrationally for you, information that is absorbed vibrationally, that your third dimensional eyes did not read, but your soul level, your consciousness at a higher dimension absorbed that information, you see. We do not know what the information is, but you have been given it and you have received it. And you have understood it at some other level other than the third dimensional construct. This information that you have been given through this dream will be handy. It will be revealed to you as you share with others, as you absorb your own life, as you move along. You will find this information coming to you, and you will be able to use it at a higher level, you see. Does that help in any way?
Yes, that helps. That helps quite a bit. It was like it's not quite into my awareness yet, but it's there for the coming of it.
Yes, yes, that is correct. That is correct. We appreciate your understanding, dear sister. Namaste.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I heard part of a podcast, and the gist of it was she was saying that because third dimension is an illusion, when we move out of it, all the things that are negative about it will disappear, or I guess everything, for example, pollution and so on, it will just be gone. Is that accurate, or is it just that we won't see it anymore?
It depends on how things progress here in terms of the timeline split here, how it will manifest itself as these things continue on. But know that as you yourselves move into the higher vibrational frequencies of the higher dimensions, fifth dimension and even possibly beyond that, you will not experience those things such as pollution, such as disease, such as illness, accidents, any of these things will no longer be a part of your experience. But know that there will also be a transition, and you are moving through that transition, but that will continue on throughout the entire ascension process. Once you have fully ascended, though, then you will have moved beyond any of the old third dimensional programming and things that were equated with that third dimensional expression. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
As you know, the third dimensional construct is the dimension of duality, where we call things good and we call things bad. where we call things evil, where we call things good, good and evil, because it is constructed that way for us to learn, to advance, to move forward in consciousness. When we leave the third dimensional construct and move forward in consciousness, there is a level of oneness, of wholeness beyond third dimension. So that when we become united with ourselves and experience the higher dimensional consciousness, the thought of duality doesn't exist. The idea of duality doesn't exist. So what you are referring to, or we think what you are referring to when you say that the things of evil, the things of bad will no longer exist once we move forward, it is because it does not exist as an idea. It is not part of the construct of the higher dimensions. Namaste.
Very good, yes. Would there be any other questions here before we release channel?
I have a little question.
Yes.
We only take big questions.
Okay. Well, it has to do with what we were talking about before. And I hate bringing this kind of stuff up right now, but I'm curious. The big scare now is that Iran has capabilities to produce nuclear weapons. They almost are there with their involvement in technology. So are the White Hats, did they dismantle all that already? Could you... All their from Iran?
We gave some time ago here six words that we will now repeat again. The White Hats are in control. And when we said that, it was indeed that way. And even now today, it is still that way. But know that there will be a testing of sorts to the population of this planet, where you may be taken to the brink of what you might call nuclear war, but it will not occur because it cannot occur. The Earth, Gaia, is not going to be destroyed. The civilization here that you are a part of is not going to be destroyed. It cannot be. The light has already won. So there is just those manifestations of the dark that they continue to attempt to hold on control here. But they even know themselves that they have lost control and they cannot get it back, you see. So do not be concerned about this. Even as Sananda gave, that you are approaching that dark night of the soul as a collective here. And you will move through it. And the higher vibrational frequency that you can be in, even those that spoke earlier that are in that higher vibrational frequency and not succumbing to the old programming and the fear that is being sent everywhere across the planet as they attempt to continue to hold that control. But they cannot. The light has won, so do not be concerned as things continue to progress along and you continue to move through this transition that you are in at this time. So, Shana, do you have anything you
add? We can share. We can share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, when you give a small child a book of matches to light, to create a fire, the child does not know the level of destruction that it could wreak upon the environment, the surroundings of the child. They do not know. The human race has gone through this idea of the book of matches and ignited a bomb that caused great havoc the many decades ago in Hiroshima. The galactic beings that have oversight of your planet watched this happen, and they decided that they would never again allow the immature baby human race to have a book of matches because they cannot handle it. So when you say, did the white hats dismantle the nuclear weapons of your planet? They did not, but the galactics did, you see. They will not allow this. And they will not allow this because it doesn't only affect planet Earth, it goes beyond that. It breaks the fiber. It breaks up the fiber of the galaxy. It moves forward into the galaxy, this nuclear wave, you see. And they will not allow themselves to be harmed. So that is what is currently occurring. That is what has been occurring for decades. The threat of nuclear war has been around for decades. And how many times have you seen that happen? Maybe never. And it will never occur here because there is oversight. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes.
We need to release channel here now. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We believe that this discussion that has occurred among you is very timely and appropriate, and each piece of the discussion should be taken, might be taken to heart to understand the illusion that each is living in and not to succumb to the illusion of this madness that is being perpetrated on mankind, to wake up, to see the light, to know the light, to be the light. Namaste.
Very good. And we say that continue to keep your focus on what is real and important to you. Again, what you came here to do, and that is to move through this ascension process, to ascend as an individual and to bring about the collective ascension of mankind. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.